Module 2, The Importance of Safety. Safety may seem like a boring topic, but an unsafe work environment cannot be ignored. Employers have a responsibility to keep all their employees safe, both legally and ethically. Understanding the risks that companies face, along with the benefits that safety practices provide, will help establish why universal safety practices are so important. Legal responsibilities. Federal, state, and local laws all place legal responsibility for safe workplaces on employers. OSHA, for example, demands the display of safety posters for employees to see. Employees are legally protected from engaging in hazardous workplace activities or in unsafe conditions. There are specific guidelines for different sectors, but most companies are responsible for the same universal safety guidelines, which we will address in this manual. When employers are lax in safety, they face legal problems. Inspectors can fine infractions, and people can be injured or killed in the worst-case scenario. Cases of severe negligence may result in lawsuits, sanctions, and possible criminal charges. Risks. Risk is a probability or threat of damage, injury, liability, loss, or any other negative occurrence that is caused by external or internal vulnerabilities, and that may be avoided through preemptive action, according to BusinessDictionary.com. Everything comes with a risk, even safety. Unfortunately, many safety programs fail. The risks that accompany safety practices are: no safety culture, there's no buy-in. No objectives. Uncertain roles and responsibilities. Employees do not know what is expected of them. Training. It is poor or non-existent. Poor supervision. Leaders do not supervise or are inconsistent with enforcement. Failure to pay attention to the potential risks associated with implementing universal safety practices can cause great damage to the organization. Benefits. Safety practices provide more benefits than risks. While there is a cost to safety, it is well worth it. The return on investment is rewarding when safety practices are implemented correctly. Benefits. Number of injuries and fines decrease. Money saved in medical cost. Improved employee satisfaction and retention. Increased attraction of high-performing employees. Improved productivity. These are just a few common benefits, but companies may find individual benefits when they implement safety. Setting the example. Leaders have a responsibility to set examples and take responsibilities for safety programs. You cannot expect people to embrace a culture of safety if you ignore it yourself. There are a few different steps that most leaders can take to help set the example for safety. Personally adhere to safety procedures. Reward people who practice safety. Make sure all employees know the safety practices for their positions. Have safety program leaders. Locate hazards and risks. Monitor safety, checklists and walkthroughs. Have reporting systems in place. These steps are beneficial for everyone. Individual companies, however, may need more specific actions, such as PPE controls. Case study. Mark decided to implement safety practices into a safety program. He was sure that the process would be simple because everyone wants to stay safe. He was surprised when 3 people were injured during the first quarter. He discussed the situation with Ashley, an old friend from school. Ashley discussed his example and employee buy-in. He admitted that he did little more than send out the guidelines and demand that people follow them. Mark also said that he did not always follow his own rules when he was in a hurry. Ashley advised him to make safety a priority for himself and set an example. She also said that he should personally encourage others and oversee safety leaders.